A Vietnamese woman accused of killing the North Korean leader's half-brother has escaped the death penalty after prosecutors downgraded the murder charge against her. Do An the Huong and an Indonesian woman were charged with killing Kim Jong-nam by smearing a toxic nerve agent on his face in Kuala Lumpur Airport 2 years ago. ABC Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker joins me now. Anne, thanks for your time. What charge did Ms. Huong plead guilty to?
So, yes, she was originally charged with murder, as you said, but the prosecutors dropped the charge to one of causing hurt with a dangerous weapon. And the key there is that murder, if she was convicted, she would have faced a mandatory death penalty. And this charge carries a maximum of 10 years or whipping, but in the end she was given a sentence of 3 years and 4 months. Given the amount of time she's already spent in custody and the fact that for good behaviour you can get up to a third of your sentence off, it means she has effectively 1 month left, not even, and she expects to be freed in the first few days of May.
That's significantly earlier than expected. What led to all of this?
Well, look, we're yet to hear officially just what was behind all this, and maybe we won't hear, but it's worth remembering that the Indonesian woman who was also charged, the two of them were both facing a murder charge, very suddenly last month she was freed. There was never really any official reason given why. The prosecutors basically told the court they were dropping the charges against City Asia. But it did come out later that day or the next day that the Indonesian government had been lobbying very hard behind the scenes for the last 2 years to try and have her freed. Obviously the Vietnamese authorities and the Vietnamese government began lobbying on behalf of Duan Thi Huong also as a result of that decision back then last month, saying that it was unfair that she should now face a similar sentence. So I think you could say that potentially the Malaysian judges have tried to save face here, where they've effectively allowed her to go free around the same time. She'll only serve about another month, but in a way that, you know, they still make a showing of having somebody effectively accountable for this murder, because these were the only two suspects in custody, and the four men that were believed to have orchestrated the murder, the North Korean men, fled back to North Korea that same day, and they've never been extradited, they've never been handed over, and unlikely ever will be.
Anne, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.